Yes, sirree, Bob. Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, May the 21st of 2008. It's All the Geek Without the Wait as we celebrate this, Lawrence Taro's birthday.
Really?
Absolutely. Mr. T turns 50, oh God, let's see, 56 years old today, I believe.
I pity the fool
who reminds him that he's got another birthday today. Mr. T's birthday as we celebrate here together. You and I, everybody listening out there in the wide potosphere.
That's why we have the balloons with the mohawks on them?
That's what those are,
that
right?
Makes
that's
sense.
Why I have the mohawk today. It's why I've shaven that down. You can't see it because it's down below.
No thanks.
That there, making all kinds of denials, but
okay, fine.
We know, is Billy Flynn.
I'll smoke it with you, bro. We'll go to the loony bin together.
That's
there
right.
We go.
Yeah.
And me, I am just your vicar.
This is a job for Weenie Man.
Oh, is that me?
Apparently so.
Evidently so.
Congratulations, superhero.
Our show producers feel that today. That's going to be good for me. So, okay.
Well, I mean, fine. Think about it. If that's in a porno, that's mm-hmm. the guy to be.
I have decided, speaking of pornos,
yes.
I have decided that come Dragon Con, not only are the three of us, you and I and the Bruce, going to be buff.
Yes.
Not only were we considering growing out the beards or at least the goatees for Dragon Con so we'd match.
Right.
I think I have a better idea, Billy Flynn.
That would be.
70s porno stash. Now, you already sport the mustache as part of your Van Dyke there, but
yes.
I think you get rid of the chin hair
yeah.
and you just grow that sucker out. Grow the mustache
out. Do I have
out.
To wear a big, ugly gold chain?
No, just the stash. Thick and huge flavor savers. That's what we need, all three of us, the 70s porno stash. It's back to Magnum.
The only problem with that is nowadays, that means you're looking for bikers.
Not biker chicks?
I don't think so.
All right, fine. Let's move along then.
Shall we?
Yeah. I know you're excited, Billy Flynn, that you get to bid farewell to American Idol.
Well, it's the results show, but you know they're going to have like the retrospective.
Oh,
and, like,
I know
three
they'll
more
do that
weeks
for
of
months,
crap.
Sure. But at any rate, American Idol, the new one, gets named tonight
yes.
on Fox. You've got 2 hours worth of David E. goodness. Which David will it be? The announcement comes near the end, I'm going to guess, of tonight's 2-hour show.
The last 5 minutes.
To fill the 2 stinking hours of programming. All of the top 12 contestants are going to sing, every one of them.
Wow.
And Carrie Underwood comes back.
Oh, she'll
her
stand
back,
by you.
A night check, nice check, and she's going to be there as well.
Tonight, ABC has a 2-hour Lost, which is not a new episode. The new episode is next week, so have a little bit of reruns.
Oh,
following,
well, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
Exactly.
NBC?
Following that's a new Boston Legal season finale, though.
See, I'm stepping on
that's
you.
All right.
I'm not on my game. I just don't understand what I'm doing. It's terrible. NBC tonight, Law and Order season finale. This is season, like, 74.
I think
for
so.
Law and Order. It involves the governor of New York and a prostitution ring.
Wow.
Ripped from the headlines, Billy. Ripped. From the headline.
Tonight on PBS, it's Secrets of the Dead, The Hunt for Nazi Scientists.
Oh.
Don't suppose there's an Indiana Jones movie out
yes,
there.
Yes, kind of an indie feel to it. Now, if it was undead Nazi scientists, like a Hellboy kind of thing,
that'd
dude,
be
that
awesome.
Would rule. That would just plain old-fashioned rule.
I'd
Family
like it.
Channel tonight, Ferris Bueller takes on giant nuclear Japanese monsters.
I missed that one.
1998, it's Gojira.
Oh, fantastic. AMC tonight, American Movie Classics, does have an American Movie Classics.
Oh.
John Wayne in 1967's El Dorado, sir.
Okay, very
That's
good.
A great movie.
How about USA Channel tonight showing the not-so-classic National Treasure? Yes, the second one's out on DVD this week, so I guess you can brush up from 2004.
Absolutely. Sci-Fi Channel tonight has a marathon of Ghost Hunters, followed by Jake Busey and Stacey Keach in Haunted Prison.
Okay, how would you like to meet Gary Busey in a dark alley?
No.
Or like room with him for a couple of weeks.
No, thank
How
you.
How about that, huh? TCM Turner Classic Movies showing a classic movie from 1960, Vegas, the way it used to look, baby. The original Ocean's 11 is on tonight.
Absolutely. Followed by Sergeant's 3.
One of the lesser known, barely squeaks by as a Rat Pack movie, but Dino and
he's got Frank and Dino.
Dino and Frank are in it, and I believe Sammy
shows
in that
up in there as well.
So
absolutely,
there you go.
Sir.
FX tonight from 2004, Friday Night Lights. I do love the TV show. My wife and the critics are correct.
Right.
One of the best written shows on television. The movie is on tonight with Angelina Jolie's ex, Billy Bob Thornton. Movie's not that great.
Huh.
I was not impressed with it. It's average at best.
Well, sir, tonight if I'm watching anything, I'm flipping it over that there are Lifetime Television
for women.
Because you see tonight, sir, a lonely woman sabotages her daughter's relationships.
Hey there, lonely woman.
Tonight, Nichelle Tom and Gwyneth Wall star in
Gwyneth Walsh.
Her Only Child.
Her Only Child is kind of hot.
Okay. Wow, you're in a musical mood. Does American Idol always do this to you?
I don't know. Maybe that's what that is. It's difficult to say. It's challenging to say. Hey, by the way, speaking of Dragon Con and all that goodness coming up, you know, Gen Con is this summer. Balticon is this weekend.
God, yeah.
You're not going to get it in enough time for Balticon, but we got t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And panties.
Yeah.
Available over at the new GRD store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. Get the t-shirt, as they say. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, you can do it.
Absolutely.
You can do it. We're excited
you
about this.
You can be a poster child for it.
We want to see you there.
Yeah.
Okay, mailbag.
It's here. Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Jeez, we're already over 6 minutes. Crap. All
Not
right.
Really.
Dearest Vicar, true. May 25th is Star Wars Day, but I guess the Universal Day of the Jedi is more accurate, at least on a web search. What's the best way to spend Universal Day of the Jedi?
Forgetting Jar Jar Binks ever existed.
Me to think that's a good idea, too. Since I work that day, I am leaning toward putting that song about George Lucas, What George Lucas Did to Our Childhood by Hot Waffles, up on my MP3 player. We have a link to that, by the way, so you can grab that.
Another good category for geeky music.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Thank you from Corey. All right, Captain Crunch writes in, hey guys, happy hump day. I know you're strictly second edition D&D guys, but worldwide D&D game day is June 7th. I know a lot of people are leery about fourth edition, but I'm trying it. I'm running at my friendly local gaming store a fourth edition game on that day, so good for you.
If you're leery of it, you wouldn't play it, but if I was Timothy leery of it, maybe I would.
Thanks again, Billy Flynn, for keeping the Ric Flair woo alive. I realize that the GRD bell is sacrosanct, but if the need ever arose, I think the woo would be a more than adequate replacement. Doing the act to help. Captain Crunch. Okay. Hey, guys. Kid Ridiculous here from the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. Listen to the Tuesday show. I have to agree with the Vicar. Fran Drescher is hot. Like, whoa, hot. Kay. Anyone who doesn't think so is either a communist or a Skrull.
Well, I'm not a communist, and I've never been a cow, so I'm not a Skrull.
All right, thank
you, I'll just
you,
say
Kid
to
Ridiculous.
You, attitude has a lot to do with whether or not a lady's hot.
All right, Vicar, I hate to say it, but I support your decision not to pick up Batman the Animated Series right now. Not because it's not worth the money, it's worth twice the price, it's just you'll end up buying all four seasons, plus Batman Beyond, so on and so forth. So it'll, you know,
I've got quite
a
few of Batman Beyond. Those
so, until someone actually figures out how it's biologically possible for a Klingon and a human to mate, make mine GRD Dave.
Lots of painkillers.
Finally, hey, Vicar and Flynn, seems I was grossly misinformed by my team of ninja lawyers. The aforementioned ninja lawyers have been sacked. My new team of ninja robot lawyers do not make mistakes, and I've been advised to let you know this. You are being watched.
Oh.
Still love the show. Keep up the great work. Snoochie Boochies.
That would explain that would explain that really weird encounter I had in the bathroom yesterday.
I don't want to hear about that, sir. Wednesday.
Just standing there watching.
Means comic book day, and don't fear the hog leg, son.
Leave me alone, man.
We've got comic books and geek news all coming up. Geek Radio Daily.
He's watching me.
Beneath the streets of San Francisco, they are waiting, hoping you stay out a bit too late, to drink a bit too much, and stumble home alone. If fortune smiles upon you, they kill you where you stand. But if you're unlucky, they drag you down into the tunnels to meet their queen. Nocturnal is a free podcast-only audiobook from Scott Sigler, the creator of the sci-fi thriller Earthcore and the number one best-selling horror novel, Ancestor. Go ahead, get your scare on at scottsigler.net. And look for Scott's major hardcover release, Infected, available from Crown Publishing, April 1st, 2008.
That's all right. It's out there, baby.
It is.
You can buy it.
You can. You
Go
should.
Go get it.
Because it's a fun read.
Support your future overlord, would you? That's the official platform of Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, May 21st, 2008. Billy Flynn and the Vicar bringing you all the geek without the weight.
None of that.
Hootie hoo, my geeps. We have cracked 40,000 downloads for this here show as of this morning. Not too shabby for a three-month-old show. Keep up the good work. Also, we have broken, I was talking about the iTunes reviews over on the forums there at geekradiodaily.com, where you need to be, kiddies. Woo! Thank you. There it is. And I was hoping to break the double digits for reviews, and we've done it. We had 11 reviews as of this morning,
nice.
Baby. Now, 111 would be better, so you guys out there, if you listen to the show, you like the show. Even if you don't like the show, it's all right.
That's fine.
We'll get a low number of stars. I just like a high number of reviews,
exactly.
Period.
Let us know what you think. Are listening.
But yeah, if you like it, please. We'd like to have those 5 stars. So do that for us, would you please, as we look toward our comics.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Oh, Hex, yeah, by the way, came out last week, but since we have some Lost Boys action there, I have picked up the Frog Brothers first issue. Haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
I got it, so we'll see. All right, Dark Horse Comics, if you're a Grendel fan, that's good stuff. Grendel, Behold the Devil, issue number 7 of 8, so that miniseries from Dark Horse getting ready to wrap, and with the movie coming out, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, issue number 1. It's $6. But it's out today, and also from Dark Horse, Pigeons from Hell.
Yes.
Halfway through that miniseries, issue 2 of 4. That's a horror book?
Dude, you know who this is based on?
Yet.
Robert E. Howard's works.
Really? Okay, so I need to get Pigeons from Hell then.
I'll have to. I've got issue 1.
But either way, you have issue 1 and you liked it, right?
I did.
I enjoyed it. I'll look into that.
Avatar Press, Anna Mercury number 1 is out today, as is Doctor Sleepless Manual number 1. That's Doctor with a K.
Oh, no.
Because something's wrong going on there.
That's how you know things are wrong.
Boom Studios also has Fall of Cthulhu number 12, and two different covers out today because one cover's just not going to do it.
No.
And Dabble Brothers, Jim Butcher's Dresden Files, Welcome to the Jungle number 2 of 4 out today as well.
DC, I've only got two things I wanted to mention from DC. The Brave and the Bold, issue 13.
Kay.
Still happy that title is back. That's out today. And Loveless from the Vertigo imprint. Loveless, issue number 24 is out today.
You didn't want Super Friends number 3? Come on.
You know I didn't.
Well, Tangent Superman Reign number 3 of 12 is out today, and I'll be reading that. So, and if you play WoW, they've got another issue out. Whatever.
Devil's Due Publishing Incorporated bringing you Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, trade paperback, volume 1 for all the jiggly jungle goodness.
Dynamite Entertainment has Brothers in Arms number 1, which I really hope is a blaxploitation flick.
Rocking.
Brothers in
Kinzer
Arms.
Kinzer and Company, the new issue of Knights of the Dinner Table is out. I have it already, of course, because I subscribe, but I love me some Knights of the Dinner Table. You guys are awesome. Featuring some fellow podcasters, you know, with regular columns, Ken Newquist over at Nuketown Radio, and of course, our beloved Mer Lafferty, the first lady of podcasting, has a regular column in there as well. Pick up an issue today.
IDW Publishing has Star Trek Assignment Earth number 1 with a John Byrne cover, huh? Can't get much better than that.
No.
And Dead, She Said, number 1 with a Bernie Wrightson cover.
Oh, Bernie Wrightson.
I remember
Bernie Wrightson. He did a couple of, old Uncanny X-Men's way back in the day.
I believe.
All right, anyway, I could be wrong. Marvel Comics, speaking of which, Hulk Visionaries, John Byrne. Trade paperback, volume 1. Looking to capitalize on the movie, I don't blame him. And X-Men Divided We Stand, issue number 2 of 2, is out today.
Avengers Initiative number 13. Out today as well, along with Ultimate Fantastic or Ultimate X-Men. They got new issues out today as well, sir.
Okay, that's what I got. I'm done. You got anything else, sir?
You know, I don't think
that's everything I care about. Now, again, we don't even try to be comprehensive these days. Remember, 20 years ago, you could do the entire list of releases every week, but this is just stuff catches our eye.
Virgin Comics has Project Calico number 1 of 4, and I don't even know what that means, but it sounds fun.
Okay,
so there you
go. I'll take
I'm not
that.
Wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
That's how it ought to be.
There you go, if you will. So there's still no deal for the Simpsons cast. Fox announced a fall schedule that said, hey, the Simpsons will be back. But the problem is, there's still no deal with the voice talent behind the Simpsons.
Oh, my stars.
They're holding out. They want a little bit more money. Right now, they're only making $360,000 an episode.
Crazy talk.
Each. They want $500,000.
Well,
since the deal's not been reached, the next season will only be 20 episodes while we wait for that arrangement to be negotiated.
Now, also, these negotiations also happen to be taking place while The Simpsons is getting record low ratings. It had to happen. What are they, like season 19 or something?
Yeah,
crazy
season 20
like that?
Is going to be.
Season 20
is coming up,
That's nutty. Considering the rumblings, the cast may get what they want. It seems The Simpsons may finally be nearing the end of its very long life. Can you imagine a world without new Simpsons?
That's just crazy.
Lower ratings and decreased profit margins tend to make something less desirable, even as iconic as The Simpsons. I was reading that myself. One of my stories, same as yours, from IGN
today. I didn't mean to steal it from you,
sir. What else you got, Tony?
Oh, well, Facebook. You know Facebook.
I do.
You can list lots of stuff there, and you know how it's got that nice little box there for your relationship status?
Yeah.
Well, there was a gentleman that, you know, recently, heartbreaking, he broke up with his girlfriend, so he changed his status from, you know, in a relationship to single. And then his ex-girlfriend, all of his friends on his Facebook account started hitting on her. Like 400 people started hitting on her.
Nice.
So when you have these Facebooks and MySpaces and stuff, there's consequences you probably haven't thought of.
Oh, yeah. The power of social networking, watch it. Just like with any kind of power, it can be problematic. From GamingReport.com to celebrate the 15th anniversary of Magic the Gathering, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought
really?
That'd be sobering for you. Wizards of the Coast releasing the limited edition box set From the Vault, Dragons. It's called From the Vault, Dragons, later this summer. Each card's been printed using a foil process never before used. Oh, seriously, foil cards again? What is it, 1991 again now?
Ooh, what about the prismatic cards? Ooh,
some cards in the set
cards.
Appear in foil for the first time. The 15 dragon cards are all printed in the current card frame. For several, it is the first time for that. Six classic dragon cards have new artwork. From the Vault, Dragons will be available in English only. Extremely limited print run. Be sold in hobby and game stores, Magic Online, for a limited time and limited quantities as well. But if you're a Magic fan, that's a nice little commemoration. So look into that. I used to play. I haven't in a long, long time, but I was a big Magic player, sure.
Microsoft has really, 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 for the longest time, been wanting you to use their search site over Google. And no one's been listening.
No one's
been doing it. What in the world could they possibly do? What could they to get you to use their search engine?
Bring cookies.
Well, they're thinking about a live search cashback.
Ah.
Meaning that they promise to pay back a portion of the purchase price ranging from about 2% to more than 30% to people who use their search engine to find their designated products and buy them online from participating retailers. So Microsoft got to the point now where, they'll pay you to use their search
engine. Desperate? I think so.
Ooh, sounds good.
My final story from Dark Horizons, by the way, my prior story from GamingReport.com. Don't remember if I said that. From Dark Horizons, pre-production about to get underway on the Hobbit movies, according to Variety. Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens, who co-wrote the Lord of the Rings stuff, are expected to write the scripts under the direction of Peter Jackson and Guillermo del Toro.
Billy the Bull!
Viggo Mortensen, Ian McKellen, and Andy Serkis already been in contact in regards to starring in the film. Viggo?
Yeah.
Aragorn?
Yeah.
Is in Hobbit?
No. Oh. But see, what they're doing is they're doing a two-part. The first part of the movie will really be The Hobbit, and the second part will be sort of a movie that ties between The Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings movies.
All right.
Based on some of the later Christopher Tolkien
stuff. All right, I've watched that. That's fine.
That's the dangerous one, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there and join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com/Geek Radio Daily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Catarl, and Pigup. There doesn't seem to be any key.